Shalom Shel Heaven Aleihem. Good evening. Just a very brief thought. We've been speaking about saying Baruch Hu Shemo, saying Amen, how to say Brachot. And we know in Halacha Tet, Im HaShemea, if the person listening to the Bracha being recited, who Omed B'makom Sha'asalo Lahafzik, is standing in a place where he is forbidden or she is forbidden to interrupt, Lo Yoma Baruch Hu Shemo. You don't say Baruch Hu Shemo if you're hearing somebody else say Bracha. Now what does that mean? If a person is standing in a place where they can't interrupt, what does that mean? Where can you stand in a place that you can't interrupt? What are you being mafsik? It's a very strange turn of phrase. Even in a bathroom, you can't say bracha, that's true, but this turn of phrase, you're omed b'makom sha'asur lahafsik. And all the commentaries in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when I say all the commentaries, also the Old Scroll translation, basically says, it means if you're in the middle of a bracha, that you can't be mafsik. And but it's a very strange turn of phrase. If you're standing, b'makom, in a place you can't interrupt. And what strikes me here, that actually, though we've been pushing the theme that we should be living theocentric lives, not where Theo is at the center of our lives, but God is at the center of our lives. We say Baruch Hu V'Shemo, we say Amen to focus our attention on God. We say Brachot, just the right amount, not too many. But actually, there is a value that God demands of us that almost trumps that theocentric value, which is to live lives of intense attention to whatever we're doing at that moment. That we should not be passively moving through life, but whatever we're doing, if it's something that we are obligated or something that we feel is important, it's a duty, we shouldn't be half engaged. We should be so involved with it that we are omed b'makom. We're standing there. We mentally occupy that space. So even if we hear the name of God, we shouldn't notice, which is astonishing. You shouldn't say, you should hear the name of God and not say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemo, which means God should be blessed. We shouldn't respond to that because we're so engaged in whatever our obligation is, which is an astonishing turn. And we'll get to the halachot regarding saying Amen, which is a separate discussion in and of itself, but saying Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemo, you would think it's the easiest thing in the world. I'm recognizing so I'm in the middle of something, I shouldn't interrupt. This isn't an interruption. What about saying I value God? Could it be an interruption? But it's seen as an interruption to our duty to have intense attention to whatever our duty is at that moment. And we will have attention to Maariv and Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha, which I must confess I don't always pay attention to, even when I'm saying it. Rav Chananel ben Akasha Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Et Yisrael Lechen Hirvah Lehem Torah Mitzvot Shneamar Azneicha Feitz Zman.